Check session number 20314, reel 3.
Okay.
Roger, right, reel 3.
Right, the pilot of the night fighter which shot me down came from the airfield at Firth, which is quite near to Nuremberg.
I think your fiancé got a telegram, did she, about you?
Yes, I still have this telegram from the from Kermington. It was to meet my fiancée, Betty Horrocks of Temple Walk in Whitkirk in Leeds. And it reads, I'm reading from the telegram now, regret to inform you that your fiancée, 1852534, Flight Sergeant White, Alfred Victor, is reported missing from operations on night of 16th-17th March 1945. Stop. No information should be given to the press. The Aeronautics, Kermington.
How do you feel now about having served in Bomber Command during the war?
I feel that I did my duty, and I don't really regret any of it. Certainly I had experiences which I wouldn't wish upon anybody else, but they were experiences which made a man of me.
Has it left you with any long-term effects?
Unfortunately, yes. When I talk of my experiences being interrogated, I am, sad to say, very much affected by it, even now, 55 years after. I also have a war pension for the back injury which I sustained when I made the uncontrolled parachute descent after we were shot down. For many years after the war, in the winter, I was unable to shave because of the effects of the burns on my face. But now they have in fact cleared up. And very, very rarely do I have any problems with my face and hands. I think that's about what is left me with, is being unable, really, to talk about my interrogation at the Munich Interrogation Centre without feeling very sad that people would do this, one human being, do it to another human being. I also feel sorry, I suppose, to think that I couldn't stand up to the interrogation as I prided myself I would be able to. It's a strange thing to say, but when I was demobilised from the Royal Air Force, I joined the Metropolitan Police and I served 27 years as a CID officer interrogating many, many prisoners. But never once did I use violence or threats to them. I'm very proud to say that. I have many commendations for the work I did. It was all done fairly.
Perhaps we ought to say something about Fish Pond and operating Fish Pond.
Fish Pond was a circular dish, circular instrument, calibrated in various lines, and as these aircraft were, it transmitted a signal down immediately below the aircraft, but not too far down. It would be limited to about 1 mile, and as the aircraft were coming up underneath us, you could see it approaching, and by the calibration on the screen you could see how near it was to us. And as I say, I saw this quite clearly on the fish pond. It was quite a secret instrument, but again, it was yet another radar thing that was transmitting our positions.